Yeah. Do you think that greater, more respectable personalities than you, such as Lord Brahma, do not know this inauspicious person who goes under the name of Lord Shiva? He associates with demons in the crematorium. His locks of hair are scattered all over his body. He is garlanded with human skulls and smeared with ashes from the crematorium. But in spite of all these inauspicious qualities, great personalities like Lord Brahma honor him by accepting the flowers offered to his lotus feet and placing with a great respect on their heads. Purport. It is useless to condemn a great personality like Lord Shiva. This is stated by his wife Sati. To establish the supremacy of her husband, first she said, "You call Lord Shiva inauspicious because he associates with demons and crematoriums, covers his body with ashes of the dead, and garlands himself with the skulls of human beings. You have shown so many defects, but you do not know that his position is always transcendental. Although he appears inauspicious, why do great personalities like Brahman respect the dust of his lotus feet and place on their heads with great respect those very garlands which are condemned by you?" Since Sati was a chaste woman and the wife of Lord Shiva, it was her duty to establish the elevated position of Lord Shiva, not only by sentiment, but by facts. Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living entity. This is a conclusion of the Vedic scriptures. He is neither on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor on the level of the ordinary living entities. Brahma is in almost every case, all cases, an ordinary living entity. Sometimes, when there is no ordinary living entity available, the post of Brahma is occupied by an expansion of Lord Vishnu. But generally, this post is occupied by a greatly pious living entity within this universe. Thus, Lord Shiva's position is constitutionally higher than that of Lord Brahma, although Lord Shiva appeared as the son of Brahma. Here it is mentioned that even personalities like Brahma accept the so-called inauspicious flowers, the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. Great sages like Bhavichi, Atri, Bhrigu, and the others, among the nine great sages who are accepted as descendants of Brahma, also respect Lord Shiva in such a way because they all know that Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living being. In many Puranas, it is sometimes asserted that a demigod is elevated to such a high position that he is almost on an equal level with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the conclusion that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is confirmed in every scripture. Lord Shiva is described in the Brahma Samhita to be like curd or yogurt. Curd is not different from milk, since milk is transformed into curd. In one sense, curd is also milk. Simply, Lord Shiva, in one sense, is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, but in another sense, he is not. This is curd, is milk, although we have to distinguish between the two. These descriptions are in the Vedic literature. Whenever we find that a demigod occupies a position apparently more elevated than that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is just to draw the devotee's attention to that particular demigod. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9:25, that if one wants to worship a particular demigod, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in everyone's heart, gives one greater and greater attachment to that demigod, so that one may be elevated to the demigods' abode. Yanti deva vrata deva. By worshiping the demigods, one can elevate himself from the abode of the demigods. Somebody by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can be elevated to the spiritual kingdom. This is stated in different places in the Vedic literatures. Here Lord Jiva is prayed by Sati, partially due to her personal respect for Lord Shiva, since he is her husband, and partially due to his exalted position, which exceeds that of ordinary living entities, even Lord Brahma. Last period. The position of Lord Shiva is accepted by Lord Brahma, so Daksha, Sati's father, should also recognize him. That was the point of Sati's statement. She did not actually come to her father's house to participate in the function, although before coming she pleaded with her husband that she wanted to see her sister as a mother. That was a plea only, for actually at heart, she maintained the idea that she would convince her father that it was useless to continue being envious of Lord Shiva. That was her main purpose. When she was unable to convince her father, she gave up the body he had given her, as you will see in the following verses.
Jnana-timirandhasya-jnananjana-sharakaya chakurun-militam yetasmai-sri-gravay-namaha Om Vishnu-padaya Krishna-prasthaya bhutale-smite-bhakti-vedanta-swami-jinamine Namaste-sarasate-devam gauravani-pracharine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanchana Rakanta Namaste Atta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pancha Kalpataro Vetcha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevhyo Vaishnavevhyo Namo Namaha E Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaita Ganadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ishvara Parama Krishna Chachidananda Vigraha Anadirani Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we are fortunate to discuss about the transcendental pastimes of the great personalities. Now the purpose of reading Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is to educate ourselves in the science of Krishna consciousness or in the science of self-realization. So, those who are serious about life, those individuals who are very concerned about achieving the perfection of life, they cultivate spiritual knowledge. Cultivation of spiritual knowledge is helped by following the footsteps of great personalities and also hearing about the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees, his associates, his intimate associates. Lord Shiva, was now here the description is given how when there was a ceremony and Sati's father Daksha insulting Lord Shiva. There was a type of a great turmoil in the relationship between Lord Shiva and Daksha. And Daksha happens to be Sati's father, and Sati happens to be the wife of Lord Shiva. So there has been some internal conflict. So we are seeing the symptoms, how in an angry mood, in the mood, but it is controlled by the mode of called tamagun, in the mode of ignorance. And one can exhibit symptoms like that. So, of course, in the case of Lord Shiva, now this description is given like this, but at the same time, Lord Shiva also is a pure devotee of Krishna. And he has to exhibit symptoms and qualities like that. That's true. So to the whole world that they say three gunas exist, three modes of material nature. In this case, Lord Shiva's position is the prominence of the demonstration of the existence of the called the lowest mode of nature, called Tama, means mode of ignorance. So you can see very easily that in the world, from these examples, we can at least say very clearly that people who have a hankering after, like drinking, smoking, and all types of unclean habits, that includes meat eating and others. So these are symptoms when people are dominated by their minds are dominated or controlled by the tamagun, mode of ignorance. So, in the real path of spiritual knowledge, somehow one has to control the mind in such a way that one is free from the influence of the lowest mode of material nature, tamaguna. Tamaguna is the lowest rajaguna, the mode of passion. When the mode of passion becomes prominent, you become angry very easily. So from Krishna conscious perspective, you can analyze things in such a way that you can control yourself. When you are angry, you should know that you are controlled by the mode of passion. So if you are serious about life, then you will be able to control that. You won't lose your temper, and rather, you will be able to control in such a way that you will be undisturbed when even people chastised you or remarked against you. So these are the examples that we can follow for our own advancement, for our own benefit in Krishna consciousness by hearing the symptoms, the personalities. We can mold our life in Krishna consciousness. The purpose is to be free from the influence of these bad habits, bad qualities, bad influences, so that you can understand what is the ultimate duty of man, what is especially in the spiritual culture, what is meant to be a devotee of the Lord. So these are the guidelines by which we can benefit ourselves and take up the life of this transcendental path more seriously. So, any comments? Everybody knows about Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is worshipped in India, especially in South India. There are many, many big temples of Lord Shiva. And also, the powerful personality, Shankaracharya, is regarded as an incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Shankaracharya is very powerful. Even now, in many parts of India, he's worshipped like this as Shankara dynasty. Even now, it's very common in South India. Recently, I went to see one of the heads of the Shankaracharya up in Kanchipuram. It's about 1.5 miles, actually 1.5 hours trip from Madras. And the Shankaracharya, he also called Shankaracharya. He's about 92 years old. It's very old. In the extreme austere, and he sleeps on the rocks. He's 92 years old. I went to see him. It's also, there is also a very nice temple of Vadras. Vadras temple, Vishnu. He's also there, very, very old temple. And on the way, you can also see the birthplace of Ramanuja. It's nearby. So when we went there, it was about 12 o'clock at noon. So this is Shankaracharya. He had a little hut with the test roof. And so people come actually to have the darshan of Vadras. And then they also come to have the darshan of the Shankaracharya. But although he's so old, he has a place. He sits in a little place, and it's all like the floor is look like a rocky stones, and sands, and the heat, very hot. It's at least 120, 130 degrees, and so maybe he was. Let's say tired, but he was lying on the rock. Really, very austere situation. So these people have that type of austerity. Still, he was still lying on the rock. And then he started talking a little bit about he's a great scholar. He's a great scholar. He knows many languages and good learned. So he started talking about a little bit. So then he started talking about Gaudiya Mitha, Nyaya Mitha. Asked me to chant Hare Krishna. So he then asked Kirtan. He's still on the rock, lying like that. And his leg is completely bent and very unusual. She like that. So he started to fight in his Kirtan. To the Kirtan, he woke up. He sat down and he was. Now his voice, you can hear it. He lost the voice. Sometimes there are people around him, they translate. So he was extremely happy with him. Very much appreciated with him. And so many people come just to have this question. So like that is a Shankara, and the Shankaracharya line, they were very austere. So it says these people are very much worshipped in India. Of course, in our understanding, that you don't have to have a separate attempt to worship the demigods. So it is not necessary. But when you worship Krishna, and everything is included, everything is fulfilled. The purpose of understanding the ultimate perfection of life, we see simply by having great faith in Krishna, who is the supreme source, right? Everything is coming from him. So when this is understood properly, then the worship of others are automatically included when you worship Krishna. So it is not necessary to have a separate effort. But since, because of the long lineage of systems like that, in some corners of India, cultivation facility system. But in our case, it is not absolutely, it is not necessary at all just to have a separate worship. But having the confidence in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna, so one can receive the ultimate understanding of the goal of life. What we are facing in South India also. But in South India, not only him, there are other like the Mayavadi sannyasis, and they say Chinmayananda, and some other groups in South. They are working very hard to spread their philosophy. So, from our viewpoint, we have to work a lot harder, especially in South India. Because of this rivalry, so many philosophical systems. So when you come to India next time, you can go and visit South India. Our friend is a is it from local?
Yes. It's very much local. Mm-hmm. He's been staying with us for a few months.
Oh.
And he's not working on really on nearby. It's from Canada.
Oh. Which part of Canada?
Vancouver.
Oh. Vancouver is along the Pacific, yeah? And it's like Pacific Coast, near that. It's like here. Vancouver, I think we have a nice temple, eh?
Very nice.
I've never been there. Also school, eh? Our school is developed here, anymore. How is the weather in the climate in Vancouver? Is it like here?
Similar, the rain falls here, it seems. It doesn't get as hot in the summer.
It doesn't stop here?
Not usually.
Oh, I see. So I don't know, in Canada it's because of the Pacific, let's say.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's warm. Oh. Yeah.
So I should visit Vancouver sometime.
Yes, please, please.
Mm-hmm. It was installed last year,
yeah? Last August 16th or something.
So we are having this 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is in 1986. So we're having the effort is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement widely. So we'd like to invite all our friends to participate in this CBA. Find the system of Krishna consciousness.
This Shankaracharya, he also establishes that the self is different than the mind and the senses. He also, he believes there's no self, right? This is
no, I think Shankara is also regarded as a eternally. There's also a devotee. If he worships Govinda, he says he worships Krishna. Prabhupada told us that Sahil day, he is a, it's a Krishna worshiping in his room. But
Well, he came for a purpose. He was sent to exhibit his pastimes as a representative of Lord Shiva. But that's how he was exhibiting Chandrakar. Internally, he knew all the intricate aspects of the devotional service.
Yes. I've heard that his devotee, you know, the intelligence, read some of his commentaries. They aren't philosophical. The language is very beautiful and very bewildering, but many times his commentaries on the Upanishads aren't very...
His famous commentary is on Vedanta.
No.
That's why they call this the school of Vedanta, generally, Mayavadi from Shankara's commentary. He's trying to say that everything is a Brahman.
Did he establish that very nicely with a recent argument or more with this flowery magic?
He also has his arguments. So mostly these are attracted to the, I don't know what we call Gyanis or that type of mentally speculators. So that's attractive in the sense that it's like this scholarly type of presentation, the intellectual. So it's a very attractive for speculation, mental speculation. So that way, there's an influence in Gnostics, especially like in India. The influences are from certain insects.
It was Shankaracharya of Lata, San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, is it from...
I saw the phone book.
Usually the people who travel there are not like young people. But they are those who have studied some philosophy and some type of group of people. Just to use it. Flowery. It's also flowery. It's very put. Really attractive. So that's why there is some serious understanding about it. The purpose of the Vedas and when it could also be useful. That is. So all these groups like in Ramakrishna Mission, and all these things are all are extensions of Shankaracharya. That's all generally called Mayavada philosophy. All this. And it's a like the Sivananda, Swami Sivananda group, Rishikesh, and even this is what we call Brahma Kumari. I heard this coming here in the States, and we heard Brahma Kumari, these are all Shankaracharya's extensions in some way. Most of them. So we call it, which is Mayavadi philosophy.
Is it, in our Sampradaya, is there any specific acharya who specifically made a commentary on Sarasvati Vasya? Just, just directly take it apart. Is there anybody who's written, the Jiva Goswami write specifically about Shankaracharya's commentary, point out where it was wrong, point by point?
Also like the Ramanuja. Ramanuja is when it's established also the principle of this Advaita philosophy. Shankaracharya philosophy is called Advaita philosophy. Ramanuja, in our Sampradaya, in Madhav, Ramanujaya and Charya, the great personalities who established also this Advaita philosophy. Completely to defeat the Shankara's philosophy. That way it is also even in the Vedanta commentary, Sampradaya is also there.
In Baladeva Vidyabhushana,
it was a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, specifically.
This, or rather, mm-hmm. it was written to.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a time to it.
No, yeah. So I said goodbye to that.
So our Guru Kuchildren with develop some among our Guru Kuchildren, there will be some scholars who have good understanding about Vedanta and present the Shiva line that we do. So what time is what's your Guru Puja?
Usually after reading the duties, which we have, usually at 7:15.
The time now for beginning?
Start now.
So our Guru Puja children are in good health, everyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's pretty good. So you study nicely so that you can be doing good service for the Lord. So Nitai, Hare Krishna Nitai. So you are getting in time?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
You are taking prasad every day nicely? So, should learn how to chant Mahamantra very nicely. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because you're not chanting very with enthusiasm. You should chant nicely. Everyone should chant nicely. Hmm? Is that okay?
Yes.
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 What about Namacharya? Are you chanting nicely?
Yes.
What about Mohan?
Yes.
So you should select a captain from among you. A captain. Who wants to be a captain? Captain will be the leader of among all of the group. But the captain should behave very nicely, first class. That means he should get up first among everyone, and he should like the commander, temple commander in the ashram. Huh? So who gets up early first among all of the
Gauchandra.
Gauchandra is how old? About 10? 10.5? 10.8. 10.0. 10. And what about Kesava? What time did you get
up?
10.1.
4.10. 4.11. And Gauchandra?
4.5.
Chandra gets right up as soon as the tape goes on.
I do too.
I used to.
I do too.
So why not make captain by rotation for 1 month, 1 week, 1 week like that? See how they do. And they so make Gautam the captain for this week. So he should be taught how to wake others also. And you should guide them, you should guide all your friends. You should follow him. But sometimes he should behave very nicely, not fighting among yourselves. So whatever Gauchandra says should be followed, captain. And from Gauchandra, then you can have Kesava next turn, and Kesava to Damien. So these three will be captains by rotation. Is that okay? Is that all right? Kesava? Damien, is all right?
Yes.
No.
Then that will be followed by others from this valley. But these three, since they're the oldest, right, among the groups?
Arjuna is the
one.
So these three can be given the responsibility by rotation. I think it will be good. That way, so that Abhimanyu can be a little relieved. You're the assistant. You're the assistant to Abhimanyu, the captains. So the captains should be trained by him. You know, of course, Picharu also. So, and then you should, that's what I do in our ashram. We have selected captains, and then they take care, they do very nicely. Everything. You come to start in time, and you play in time, and the captain says, yes, we're going to go like this, everybody follows. And they clean up. The captain says, let's clean up now, it's time for clean up. Then, you know, you go and you do your service. And the captain says, now it's time for to go to the Mangalarti. And, you know, everybody goes in time, no question asked. That way, it's very good. Then you start taking care of yourself. It's very good. So that way, from childhood, they, you know, at least begin to learn the responsibility and follow. So it's a very good practice. So the boys, so I want you follow Ramananda. So when Gaurachandra is going to be taught today, how he should behave, and you should follow him. So. All of you will follow him? Ramananda?
Yes.
Huh? No, you are now, you're going to beg Godhead now. No? But the others will follow here, right? Is that okay, Ramananda?
Yes.
And they will give me a report. You send regular report to San Francisco, how you are doing. The whole your program, and you should give us a regular report once a month how each individual is doing. Similarly, you can select one from the girls also, one captain among the girls, and that way they will be assistant to the teachers. You select the one who is a little senior and a little more understanding. So that way it will be. We have to start giving the new responsibility. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
Srila Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
Everyone stand, getting ready to greet the deities. Please just stand and hold your hands. Mohan.
Govinda.